On Monday, an announcement from the desk of the President, Cyril Ramaphosa, was released to the public, briefly detailing a $1.6 billion emergency response plan to combat gender-based violence and femicide. This announcement comes just over a year since thousands marched to Parliament to protest against the surge of GBV and femicide incidents in the country. Part of this announcement made mention of three key bills relating to GBV that have been introduced to Parliament. Speaking to advocate Bernadine Bacha, director of the Saskia Bartman Center for Women and Children, she had the following to say.
In the President's commitment to fighting GBV, there are a number of provisions contained in the current Domestic Violence Amendment Bill which require reconsideration, particularly the provision for mandatory reporting of domestic violence, which I fear will further imperil survivors rather than protect them. South African legislation oftentimes fails at the implementation stage, and usually because resourcing, training, and effective interdepartmental coordination are lacking. These should be prioritized with the implementation of the new bills. Uniform funding of shelters remains critical. The funding of shelters needs to be attended to as a matter of urgency. Furthermore, training for police officials and clerks of domestic violence courts are crucial. The bills are a step in the right direction. However, there is a sense that the bills have been rushed through to promulgation without adequate consideration of some of the provisions, like mandatory reporting in domestic violence cases, which could further endanger survivors, which is worrying.
Touching on the aspect of endangering survivors, Democratic Alliance Western Cape spokesperson on social development, Gillian Bosman, spoke to how the current victim empowerment program is failing GBV survivors.
The National Victim Empowerment Program is failing to preserve the dignity and lives of survivors of abuse. In a recent anonymous incident, a young LGBTQ person was not afforded the opportunity to make a statement and receive support after surviving rape. They were instead told by a SAPS official to go home and not take a bath, but to return the next day to make a statement. Such an atrocious status quo speaks to the dire problem that less than 10% of members elected to be trained for the National Victim Empowerment Training Program have been sent for such training. Further, none of the survivors were informed of their right to compensation or their right to protection.
Echoing the sentiments of Advocate Bacha, co-creator of anti-GBV organization Get Involved, Nirvana Govinda had the following to say.
It is commendable that President Ramaphosa is the first South African president to actually address gender-based violence and femicide in the way that he has, which shows that the government acknowledges that it is a national crisis. I think it is a good start, but there is definitely a lot more work that needs to be done. We have seen South Africa put bills and policies into place but fall short on the implementation before. I don't think gender-based violence is immune from that. Whether these bills are sufficient enough will only be seen through the continued implementation and dedication of the government towards the eradication of gender-based violence. Laws do not mean anything unless they are implemented well and consistently. Amendment of laws are only one aspect of tackling gender-based violence. The continuance of gender-based violence is also related to socioeconomic factors like financial dependency and the norms that govern behavior in our communities. We live in a deeply patriarchal society that permits and even upholds gender-based violence. We need to have a multi-sectoral approach to gender-based violence, which requires radical restructuring of all areas of society.
Specifically speaking to aspects of the bills, Govinda shared the following.
The amendment of the Criminal Law Sexual Offences and Related Matters Amendment Act broadens the scope of sexual offences and to whom the sexual offences can be committed against, but it doesn't stop them from happening. Making the sex offender register public is a good move because it should incite fear in potential perpetrators and deter them from engaging in gender-based violence in the first place. The bill does not completely restrict the granting of bail, which is very problematic. Perpetrators of gender-based violence should not be granted bail because they are dangerous to society. We've seen cases in the news where an alleged perpetrator of rape was released on bail and while on bail committed another crime of rape. This goes to show that rape perpetrators should not be granted bail. The Domestic Violence Act also broadens the scope of offense by nature of relation, but it doesn't stop the violence from happening. Unless these laws are strictly implemented, gender-based violence will continue to rise. Strict implementation will show zero tolerance for gender-based violence, and that's one of the things that South Africa desperately needs.
For Multimedia Live, that was Amina Dekker-Asmaa.